This is Monk Sylvia from the Absolute Monastery. Just leave your shovel at home. Just leave your shovel at home. You know, William Faulkner, he said, the past is not dead. In fact, there is no past. And he's pretty right, because whatever I think about right this moment is in the now. So everything that happens in my consciousness, in my thought, in my memory is right now. And that's just the fun of it, because I can really think of anything. But this little introduction just wants to lead me to being on the campus for the first time. I visit the campus and it looks a little bit different. There are not as many buildings, and especially there are not as many meditation paths to walk about and have a good time. So when I visited the first time, what most of us did was creating paths on the property. And I was together with Gertrud, and Patrick sent us up on the hill, maybe south of the property, with pickaxe and shovels and rakes and saws and what have you, because he had laid out the path up in the mountain which we would have to finish. He just put the little signs where we should go. And it was quite a job, I tell you, because we had to go with this pickaxe up, climb up rocks, and then climb them down again, and bring the brush back, and it was quite a work. And I also remember that the path, it had a romantic touch about it, but it was rather for young people, you know, who liked to be adventurous during their meditation, climbing up and climbing down. Because there was one rock, I remember, you always had to sit down and tangle with your legs to find a hold further down. So it wasn't an easy path. And I remember that Herb has mentioned sometimes, he shouldn't have gone there, he should have gone just around. It just made it real easy, because the idea was to connect to a riverbed that was leading on a different way to the meditation tree, which was a very nice path indeed. This Thanksgiving, I decided to go for a walk. And actually my first thought in a way is to go up the mountain, because I haven't been there for a while. And then I thought, okay, I go over Stefan's Pass to join the pass that leads up the mountain. And while I was walking up Stefan's Pass, I just remember who made the pass during the school of the master, but the name of the pass I don't recall at the moment. Awakening? Mm-hmm. Path of Inner Awakening, maybe? That's different. Okay, the Path of Inner Awakening. And as I was about to turn left, where I go to join the path that goes up the mountain, I thought, hey, I've never really followed the path to the right, because I really didn't know how far he made finished the path. So I followed that path, and it was very nicely done, and I also observed that, probably with the help of the international travelers, a real nice path leads there alongside the valley, and it's very lovely. And at one point, that's true, at one point you have to cross the barbed wire, you have to creep underneath the barbed wire, but it's still there, and it shows the boundary of our property. Well, I went through and I looked around and said, hey, that's nice here. Hey, I love it. I've never been here. I've never seen that part of our property. And I continued walking, and suddenly I saw, and you know, it was very easy to walk, the path was nice, and it went a little bit down even, was very easy to walk. And suddenly I thought, but this part here, I recognize somehow, it's familiar. And lo and behold, it was the rock, you know, which joined from Patrick's Pass, and formerly you had to walk around it, and it wasn't all that easy. But now it's beautiful, I tell you.
One path.
It's just, no, it's not one path.
Connected.
It's just now, the new path which I walked now is connected to that riverbed. And now you can make a round trip on that path, which is very easy and very comfortable. And you join there the rock where Patrick came down with his path, and you just join the riverbed, and in no time you are at the meditation tree. And I thought to myself, hey, how about that? I didn't need a shovel, I didn't need a pickaxe, I didn't need the sweat of my brow to make that pass. It was just once put into the universal consciousness, and now it's there.
Like your twinkle toes.
You just think you saw it, and I just delighted in that lesson that it gave me, that really we don't have to work for anything. The work that we do is really only in consciousness. And that's the human way is to go out with pickaxe and shovel, and the divine way is to see it done. And so it is, and it's real fun.
So come and join us. Yes,
yeah, so come and join us on the new round trip path. Okay, I love you.